Treasury Star Parade. Produced under the personal direction of William A. Baker, with Dinah Shore, Fanny Bryce, and Hanley Stafford, Paul Whiteman, and the Special Treasury Orchestra, and Vincent Price as our Master of Ceremonies.
Thank you, Larry Elliott. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Paul Whiteman brings us a musical portrait of a young man in love. Some of the vital statistics are missing, but we do know that he's a lonesome lad from the country, and that the lady comes from the big city and is, however lovely, for some reason, loath to be loved. And the young man's plea is the old, old one, set to a new and engaging tempo by George Gershwin, with a gay and tantalizing arrangement by Paul Whiteman. Lady, be good to me. Thank you, Paul Whiteman. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the portrait of a young lady in love, a different lady. And although her dream hasn't come true, she's learned that some of the loveliest things are things that cannot fade or be destroyed. Dinah Shore singing George Gershwin's plaintive setting of the words, "They can't take that away from me."
Your tears, the memory of all that, no, no, they can't take that away from me, the way your smile just beams, the way you sing up here, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance so free, the way you've changed my life.
Nicely sung, Dinah. And now we want to introduce you to a young lady whom we suspect doesn't even have a heart. So out to Hollywood we go to meet the little minx, quicker than you can say Fanny Bryce and Hanley Stafford. Quicker even than you can say Daddy and Baby Snooks. Are you there, Snooks?
All right, Snooks, here's the post office. You got your money ready?
Yes, Daddy.
Where is it?
I got it in my shoe.
In your shoe?
Mm-hmm.
No wonder you've been hobbling along like a stilt walker.
When?
All the way over here. Your left foot's 4 inches higher than your right foot. Take off that left shoe.
The money's in the other shoe, Daddy.
Well, why is your left shoe like that?
That's where I got my candy.
Good heavens. You're not going to eat that stuff after walking on it, are you?
Why?
Oh, take off both your shoes and let's empty them out. Come inside.
No, don't run, Daddy.
Come on, sit down here. Now, take off those shoes.
Socks, too?
No, just the shoes.
And how will I get my chewing gum?
Snooks, you didn't put chewing gum in your socks.
Didn't I?
Oh, look at that mess. And the money all in pennies. Chewing gum, chocolates, and a piece of apple.
Where's my lollipop?
Oh, here it is. Whatever possessed you to stick all this stuff in your shoes?
Well, I was afraid we'd be held up.
Oh, what a ridiculous notion. Why should we be held up?
Well, you was held up last night when you came back from the lodge.
Who told you that?
Mommy did. She said two men held you up all the way home.
That's a malicious slander. I walked every bit of the way myself.
Oh, Daddy.
Now, don't smirk. It's enough I have to suffer these indignities from your mother without you repeating them.
I didn't tell nobody.
Well, make sure you don't.
Why?
Because a false rumor will spread that I came home inebriated. And you know I'm a man of regular habits.
Is that one of your regular habits, Daddy?
No. And I forbid you to ever mention the incident again.
Why?
Oh, don't be aggravating, Snooks. Brought you to this post office to teach you the virtue of thrift. And you're already trying my patience. Now, is this all the money you have? 30 cents?
No.
Well, where's the rest of it?
I showed it on the back of my pants.
What for?
You said to do it, Daddy.
I told you to sew money on your pants.
Yes, you said I should always have a little money to fall back on.
That's a wonderful interpretation. So take off your... No. You can't do it here.
Why?
Because it doesn't look nice to come to a post office and remove your clothes. Maybe you can go in the mail room.
Ain't they got a female room?
I'm talking about the room where they keep the letters.
Can we read the letters, Daddy?
Of course not.
Why?
Because it's against the law to open letters that don't belong to you. They can put a person in jail for reading other people's mail.
Mommy opens all your letters.
I know it, but it's different with a man and wife.
Can't they put her in jail?
No,
Why?
Don't worry, I'm working on it. Come on. Put on your shoes, quick. There. That's it. Now the other one. There. Now, come on. We're going to invest this 30 cents of yours.
What for?
What for? Yeah. To help Uncle Sam, of course.
Why don't we help Uncle Louis?
This is not a real uncle. Uncle Sam is the guiding spirit of America. And he wants your 30 cents.
Who does?
Uncle Sam. Now, what are you yelling about?
I didn't want to give him my money.
It's for your own benefit, Snooks. If you buy war stamps for that 30 cents, you'll always have it.
Well, I've got it now, anyway.
Yes, but you might spend it. If you buy stamps, Uncle Sam will get the money and return it to you.
Will he spend it?
Certainly.
No, he won't.
Why not?
Because he ain't going to get it.
Snooks, this is not only a saving proposition. Every real American should buy these war stamps and bonds apart from the interest involved.
What's interest, Daddy?
It's a premium paid for the use of the money, usually reckoned as a percentage. Like interest at 5% per annum of $5,000 means you get back $250 at the end of the year.
$250?
That's right.
How can he afford it for 30 cents?
Oh, give me the money.
No.
Shh. Oh, give me 3 10-cent war stamps, please. Thank you, baby. Oh, stop crying, Snooks. Here are stamps.
I'm glad I stowed the other money in my pants.
Now listen, Snooks. You've just done a very noble thing. You're too young to understand yet, but America today is fighting a tremendous war. The president has called upon the financial aid of the entire nation. You want to help him, do you?
No.
Listen. The few cents you've exchanged for those stamps will be put to work instantly. War workers are slaving night and day. Battleships are being built. Airplanes, tanks, and guns are being bought.
Oh, my 30 cents?
Don't you think it doesn't help? Just imagine if every person in America did the same thing. Snooks, strange as this may sound, your 30 cents may save half the world.
Yeah.
Yes.
Turn me over, Daddy.
I'm not going to spank you.
No, I want you to get the rest of the money and save the other half of the world.
Some other time. Let's go home.
What price are you willing to pay for America? For freedom and peace and prosperity and comfortable, happy living? Are you willing to invest 10% of your income every payday as an installment on your share of the finest country in the world? If you are, pledge at least 10%, more if you can, of your total income to be invested in United States war savings bonds and stamps. Enroll now in a payroll savings plan where you work. Our goal is everybody 10% by New Year's. War bonds and stamps are your investment in the future security and freedom of America. Remember, this is your country. Keep it yours.